Hi and welcome to The Practice Gap, the podcast for closing the gap between the practice you have and the one that you want. I'm Elizabeth, a chiropractor, a business owner, coach and entrepreneur on a mission to help you move from frustration and overwhelm to clarity, focus and joy in practice. Hi and welcome to the studio, Christopher Nordrum Hansen. Could you please start by telling the audience a little bit about yourself?
Yes. Well, hi, my name is Christopher. I'm from Askin,
which is a small place outside Norway.
Small place outside of Oslo, where I also live with my family. I graduated from AECC in 2014 and been working in Elverum,
which is a small town.
Which is also a small town up north of Oslo, and practiced there for 8 or 9 years before I now started my own clinic with my good friend Marius in Asker.
So actually, let's just start there.
Yes.
Because we are going to talk a little bit about the experience of opening your own practice.
Yes.
Yes. You had worked for about 8-9 years mm-hmm. for someone else, and then you moved back to mm-hmm. your hometown, yes. more or less. What made you decide to open your own clinic?
I think I always had a dream of opening my own clinic and to be my own self-made chiropractor. I was, when starting working in Elverum, I had the plan of just working there for a year. And then I built up a practice and gradually were increasing and growing. And it made it a lot more difficult to move out of the practice. Of course, with also increasing family size, I saw some advantage of living closer to grandparents and babysitters.
Yeah.
And saw an opportunity to open up a clinic closer to them and to be a part of the chiropractic community in Asker.
In Asker. You started with a colleague. Is a good friend or is it... that was not a good question. is it somebody you went to school... Could you talk about a little bit about, yes. briefly about the relationship?
It's a funny story because... Marius is from Bærum, which is between Asker and Oslo. I didn't really know him before we met at the first day we moved down to Bournemouth, mm-hmm. where we both started at the same time. And we kind of just hit it off from the first moment. It was me and two other friends. So we became 4 good friends during the whole time at college. And we still are good friends today. And then both of us moved to Hamar, and where we lived, and worked in both Brumunddal and
these
Elverum.
Are all small towns and small valleys outside.
I would say like
about an hour or two outside of Oslo.
Villages.
villages.
We kind of both decided we didn't want to live in the same village as we worked in, but Hamar is kind of a bigger city. Mm-hmm. So we both lived there, and then I think we both at the same time we grew out of working for someone without having the opportunity to maybe be our own leader or boss.
Mm. Yeah. So you found like that it was the time. But had you decided beforehand that you would open a practice?
When I decided that I wanted to move back and go to Askin, I did look for other practices and even considered to buy an old practice.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to see and speak to other chiropractors that were about to leave the profession or to get retired. I think it was Marius, when I was speaking to him, and he also told me that he was considering to leave Brumunddal. I think he said, well, why can't we just start something together? It will be a benefit to both of us, and we can just find somewhere where we don't think that we are taking each other patients from each other.
yeah. So when you went through the process, okay, so you decided, okay, mm-hmm. I'm moving back. Mm-hmm. I checked out the options. I want to start my own clinic, and I want to start with this colleague and friends. How did you go about then Could you talk about the process? Where did you start? Did you start by making a business plan, or did you start by finding out where to? Like, could you just tell us or the audience a little bit about the process?
Yes, of course. So we actually made a small business plan, me and Marius, and we sat down at the Peppers Pizza restaurant in Hamar, and I brought my black book. I had written some thoughts, and Marius had also written some thoughts about what we thought was important to both of us. I had a small discussion about where we wanted to start. So we had a quite big area in the beginning. We started to look for a place in Oslo, the entire Bærum and Asker. But we said we wanted to be on this side of Oslo, find a place where it wasn't completely stacked with chiropractors and osteopaths and other healthcare professions, so we could have our own kind of brand and be a good option for other health providers to use us when they were in need or had questions.
Mm. How did you find, like, did you just go Google searching, or what did you do?
So then we both, because we were from those areas that we were looking for, we kind of knew which parts we really wanted to work and where we did not want to work.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a couple of ideas, and then we started to call around to different landlords or shopping malls to ask if they had room for us and what our kind of scope of practice were, how we saw ourselves working with different health professionals, and how we could be a good contribution to the center or shopping malls.
Yeah, so you are located then in a shopping mall.
So at the moment, yes. Or yes, we are.
Yes, and also that's where people are.
Yeah.
When deciding on the size of the clinic, how did you go about that, doing that? I have no idea how big your clinic is, so could you just talk a little bit about sizing and deciding where to start?
We know that the competition can be hard. We had the thought that we didn't want to spend too much money on having a big clinic that we didn't use the whole area.
Mm.
We started off with 72 square meters, which was a quite big reception area, a small changing room, and then two decent sized treatment rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
That's it, yeah.
Then we, after approximately a year and a half, maybe because we got in touch with someone that was asking if they could start working with us as well, talked to the center about expanding the clinic. Or long story short, the guy who we spoke to didn't start working with us, but we expanded anyway. So now the clinic is 125 square meters and three treatment rooms, one smaller treatment room.
Mm-hmm.
So three big ones and one small, and then 22 square meters training facility.
Yeah, so that's so you kind of crammed it down. So you actually are able to have four treatment rooms in different sizes and a small training area and a reception area.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah.
What... Like, how long have you had that clinic now?
2 years, maybe 2.5 years, almost, yeah.
From the process then, from deciding and to find a place, how long did it take to make a business plan, find a name? I assume you have on some online present and to build a brand and do some marketing. Like, when did you start? If I was a new chiropractor and I wanted to open my own clinic, where would I? What's a good way to, in your experience, where should I start?
Mm-hmm. For me, it was definitely to kind of just to get this started. The idea, I was thinking about different names for how I would like to, or what I would like to call my clinic. Now it ended up with being Chiropraktorkameratene, which is the chiropractic friends. And that's because that's what we are.
Yeah, well, that's a nice name. It's very descriptive.
Yeah. We just, I looked at what size and what were manageable in expenses And I think I had like I always had in my mind economy behind running your own business. It's not to think that I'm going to achieve.
So you had that because you have. It's really about a money thing in the beginning. You need to pay your rent, and you have to have a buffer that you know that you can survive. And it takes. It can take a long time for things to get going, and sometimes it can go fast. How many months before you were able to pay for the expenses?
We managed to pay expenses by the first month. I think it was after 3 months we gave ourselves a little bit of salary as well.
Mm-hmm.
We have in the first year, I think we didn't pay a salary each month, but we had at least every second, I think. We managed to kind of have our expenses quite low, just not only in business but in private, privacy as well. And then since we started, it has been increasing slowly each month.
How big of a buffer do you did you get any consulting or help when you made your plan, or did you just jump in and do it by yourself?
Basically, I would say just jump in and do it ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We do get some support and help from our family. I tend to use my father quite a lot. Mm-hmm. Because he's more like a business and economy kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
I could say chiropractors are not in quality of that.
Yeah, you are educated to become a healthcare professional, not a business person.
Yes. So I've been taking advices from him.
So it's good to find somebody to you can have advice from.
Definitely. Or else we would probably have jumped into building a clinic, a big clinic from day one.
Yeah, yeah.
So he has always been a good partner for both me and Marius to just discuss, not all the time, but every now and then.
Mm.
And then also open up a clinic with a good friend that you can discuss everything with has been also a very helpful, I think, for both of us.
Did you go, before you decided like to do this together, did you have a time where you went through all the pitfalls, everything that can go wrong?
Kind of did, and that was also something that scared me when I started to look for practices to buy myself from retired chiropractors. I definitely had like, would I like to put money into this and then maybe all the patients would disappear within next upcoming months. That was also maybe one of the biggest reasons why we decided to start to build something up from scratch.
How about the marketing? Where did you start there?
Well, saying that we didn't have a consultant, we actually did have kind of a consultant, which is also a childhood friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
He helped us quite a lot with the Google ads, so we did start with Google Ads quite early, and he had everything set up for us. And then we
did. You have a budget for what you, how much you would use in marketing?
Yes, but yes. I try that maybe for 1 or 2 weeks maybe.
Yeah,
and we had used everything up. So, but now we have a budget that we kind of follow often or rigidly.
Mm.
Yeah, on the marketing side. So now we are on both. Facebook, Instagram, we're on Google, and we are also on ads with Schibsted. So we're popping up on the big websites of some national newspapers.
Mm-hmm. So you have a clear, with the help of your friends, you have a clear marketing strategy and you're actually paying money for it.
Yes.
Yes. For that, do you, like, how long in the future are you, is your marketing strategy for? Has it changed?
Well, we did try to change it a little bit to find our kind of sweet spot on how much we would like to spend on it. And then we've changed kind of the focus on like the Google ad search words that we are using, which is a kind of also a big process in doing.
Does it work?
I would say yes. Being on Google does work because people do search.
Yeah, everything we do is like Googling.
Yeah, you know, when if people start to Google pain, I'll be there.
Yeah. As you, from like where you are now into this new practice, as I assume you check where your patients are from, if they're referrals or if Google. Mm-hmm. Could you now, after you've been in practice then for 2 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
How much percentage is referrals from other patients, and how much percentage is from advertising?
Well, I would say that can differ.
Mm-hmm.
Quite a bit. At the moment, I think it's fair to say 70% is referral,
mm-hmm.
20% is from marketing,
mm-hmm.
and 10% is by coincidence people walking past us.
Yeah, it's like, oh, they're there, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's good. And it's good to have that you know your numbers. That's I think that's, well, and I think that's a good thing. That's my one of my advice if you want to open a new clinic. You have to have know everything about your practice. Yes. When you first started out, how long did it take to get the internal? I mean, you need some patients to help that can talk about you
yeah.
to get going. So it's like in the beginning, you need people in. So the first 3 months, where did the patients come from?
So I think the first 3 months was both people working in the shopping mall,
yeah.
and also we had great help from our general practitioners, also working across the hall.
So you had a good relationship with the doctors working in the area.
Yes, yeah. A very good relationship, cooperation, or with the patients, common patients. By coincidence, my training center.
Mm-hmm.
I started to talk with the manager and the owner. They started to refer clients from the training center to us.
So training centers and medical doctors who actually see the patients are good
yeah.
good places to say, hi, I'm here.
Yes. Just be humble and talk with doctors about different things we can help with.
Mm-hmm. All,
everything from musculoskeletal issues and dizziness,
mm-hmm.
headaches,
yeah.
things they see quite yeah. often, but not the time can help their patients with.
They so have like the courage to go out and talk to people and to be clear what you can, it may be able to help their patients with.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
exactly.
And then also you mentioned humble, and that's also some of the other chiropractors who talked about that earlier. It's like you need to be humble when you go out and talk with people.
Yes.
And people tend to like you more.
Definitely. I think I burned myself the first or second year I was working in Elverum.
Mm.
I was walking in with a colleague and felt like we were walking in like rock stars. And those people we spoke to had been in practice for 30 or 40 years and had been in their profession for a long time. I think they just, when we left, I think they shook their heads. And
those crazy people. Yeah.
yeah. It's learning like, experience.
yeah. And it's like when you it kind of, I don't like to use the word fail, but it's when you get some resistance, that's when you learn.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I don't think I had one patient coming from
that. Forever. If you would have done one thing differently in this process that you in the process of opening a clinic, what would you have done differently?
I think I would have opened up maybe earlier.
Yeah. How early?
Two years.
2 years. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Because I have to say, working in that clinic I worked for,
mm-hmm.
I got enormous experience.
Yeah.
And a very good opportunity to build a practice from almost nothing.
Mm.
So I'm very grateful for that I had the opportunity to do that. I learned very, very much.
Mm.
But I think stay there for just a bit too long.
Yeah.
Because I had my other ideas and I had some views on things I would like to change in the clinic and met some resistance in saying and telling or coming up with my ideas, and that kind of killed some of the joy of working as a chiropractor on how I wanted to work as a chiropractor. I should have started to think about maybe to stop and get out at that point, but
and also we like what's comfortable and the unknown is always scary.
Yes, definitely. And with experience now I can say it's not as scary as I've been told.
Well, that is good. So that's good.
Yes.
when you went to school, for those, how many of the people, I don't know if you know this, but how many of the people you went to school with has opened their own practices?
No, now I think it's quite surprisingly many.
Yeah.
That has opened up their own small clinics around in Oslo, Asker area, Bærum, also Elverum.
Yeah.
I think they're doing actually quite good.
Yeah.
They're doing a good job, so people will use them and people will talk about the new good chiropractic office around the corner.
Yeah.
So I think that's not as uncommon as it maybe was a couple of years back.
So the attitude has changed a little bit, so it's more... Yeah. Well, I think that's a good thing.
But I'm not going to say a number because I don't...
No, you don't know. Well, yeah. Do you know anyone who opened a clinic and that has closed, that hated it or didn't like it?
There was actually a chiropractor that worked in the same shopping mall as us. Yeah. And he was running the clinic, I think, for 2 or 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
When he closed his clinic, I think he shocked everyone in the shopping mall because they said he was very good and a nice chiropractor and a nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
Good chiropractor and a nice guy. So they were surprised him closing. I think I have spoken to him, but I can't really remember the reason.
Mm-hmm.
But I can imagine opening up a clinic... in the fourth floor of a shopping mall alone can be a little bit rough because there will be times where it's quiet and not as many patients that come in, and then maybe you start to worry and you lose yourself a little bit. You start maybe to try to do something different with your chiropractic focus or a scope of practice, and maybe you don't feel successful anymore, and it's just a downward spiral from then on.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's tough because you have to keep yourself, you have to be self-motivated the whole time. You have to, because everything is your responsibility. So that's the rough part.
Yeah.
How much work would you say it is to have your own clinic? Okay, actually, you know this because you've been working with someone who kind of, you just went in and saw patients and did your thing. How much more work is it now?
A lot. I will say, because I did attend a few meetings with in my former clinic, so I did put in a lot of extra work there as well. Opening up a clinic completely by yourself, you suddenly understand how much more that you didn't do, that you now have to do, with everything from being on the national health system.
Yeah. Everything costs money.
And everything is expensive. It's very expensive to get on.
Yeah.
It's expensive to maintain. Just not only to do the rent, but you also have to follow up on the costs of maintenance of the building, electricity, all the small bits.
They had no idea.
Phone. Subscription.
Yeah.
Everything costs quite a bit.
When I opened my first practice, it was 27 years ago, and then there wasn't that many expenses. It was like phone, and you had to be in the phone book, and cleaning stuff in the room. But running a clinic now is much more expensive because you have to, all these things you have to, the computers program. So it's changed a lot.
Yes.
Changed a lot. And I think when you work for someone else, you have no clue.
No. No, you really don't know how much effort that has been put in to make it running. So you're lucky that someone is doing it for you.
So if you're working with someone else, you are pretty lucky.
Yes.
So there are definitely some benefits.
There are definitely some benefits, yes, I would say.
So I will have you back for another episode. But before that, I would like just to wrap up a little bit and see if we got it all. So if you are a younger chiropractor whose big dream is to open your own clinic, just do it. It's, everyone tells you it's hard, and it is hard, but it's not that hard.
No.
No.
And if you have started with the idea of opening your own home clinic, it's about time.
It's so, about time. So if you want to open your own practice, just do it.
Yes.
And then use the people in your network. If mm-hmm. it's a father or a mother with an economy background, if there you have a friend with marketing, if you have any kind of people around you, use their knowledge and get help, ask for help.
Yep.
And also, I would also strongly suggest if you really want to open your own practice, talk to people who have done it before.
Yes.
And learn from their experiences. And then you need to have a buffer so you survive.
Yes.
And don't open too big.
No.
Start small. And if you are opening with a friend or colleagues, you have shared responsibilities and good. And then be sure that you know the person. I would say also be sure to put in a nice agreement and have some lawyers help you with that and go through the all the terrible stuff that could happen in advance. That's what I like. I know that you didn't do that big maybe that big thing of that
nope.
But it's that's something I would strongly suggest to go on every crazy mindset that can be done, because once you have talked about it a little bit, it's much easier to prevent it.
Yeah.
And not be scared about talking about that. Even though if we're good friends now, something crazy can happen, and it's good to walk through those from before, so you end up having a nice work life.
Yes.
Also collaborate with the people around you and be humble when you talk to people and offer your services.
Yes.
Yes, and have a mindset that your mindset is probably much more important than you think.
Definitely.
So yes. Did that about sum it up?
That's a good summary.
Yeah, perfect. Thank you so much, Christopher.
Thank you again for having me.
We'll be back shortly.
Nice.